Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm great.
John, as you've looked at the struggles of the run game and Ray, what has been your diagnosis of what's been missing there this season?
We just got to get better. You know, we've got to improve. We're not good enough right now. Without getting into all the details about it, there's really not much to talk about. We're just not doing the things we need to do to run the ball, and that's a myriad of things, always.
John, when you look back at how Joe played on the final year of his contract, sort of bet on himself and really won in the ultimate way, what do you think that says about him as a player and his mindset in that type of situation?
Well, it says a lot of very positive things, I would say. You know, I mean, pretty obvious, you know, that he's confident and he's got some grit, you know. He's got some steel in his spine, you know, and he's not afraid to go for it. So, you know, those things are all the things that, you know, that kind of count the most when you get in situations like that. But that's not the end of it for Joe. I mean, it's not like he doesn't feel like, you know, hey, I've made my statement. You know, he's the kind of guy that's going to feel like he's always got something to prove.
Coach, why is Flacco not been quite as efficient, or Hillary as efficient in the regular season as he was in the playoffs last year? What's changed?
Just you guys can look at that and try to figure it out. You know, I'm not getting into all that right now.
Ken, as you reflect back on last year and the skid you guys hit in December, what allowed you to pull out of that the way you did?
I think just faith, trust, belief, you know, hard work, grit, determination, you know, all the intangible things, you know, and we also got tangibly, we got healthier, you know. I mean, that really helped us, especially on defense, and we were able to play better down the stretch.
Ken, you had a chance to really look at the Bears' offense, and if so, what are your impressions of why the Bears are playing at a higher level than they have in recent years?
Well, yeah, just very impressed, you know, with what they've done. They obviously, you know, I think most specifically, you know, they're doing a great job with that offense. I think Coach Trestman has brought in his version of the West Coast offense, and along with Aaron and the guys on the staff, they've done a great job. You know, Jay Cutler's played well, but you know, so is. I mean, McCown's played just as well. You watch the two guys play, and they look the same when they play, as far as success, you know. And they've rebuilt the offensive line. It probably starts there, but you know, they've got tremendous weapons everywhere. They've got go-to guys down the field, intermediate, short. They've got a running back that can, you know, take any time he touches the ball, he can take it all the way. So they have very special weapons, and they're using them very well.
What kind of differences can you detect in the offense with Cutler running it versus when McCown is in there?
None that I'd probably want to share with you, but they're not too drastic. You know, they both operate the offense very similarly.
John, going back to the early part of the season, how difficult was it to get the defense used to not having Ray in it? And how much progress has it made just getting it adjusted like that?
Well, it really wasn't, you know, the focal point. I think you just try to build around the guys that you have, and you start from the beginning and build the defense up around the personnel that you have. You know, we'd been in seasons. You could ask the same question when Ray got hurt the last 2 years, you know, so you play with who you have. So we didn't change the structure of the defense really much, and we just tried to build on, you know, what we were doing schematically and try to, you know, get better and keep pace and keep up with the National Football League chess game as much as we could. We tried to improve our front and things like that. So, you know, statistically, if you look at us, we're a lot better defensively than we were last year, but that remains to be seen over the course of a season with the intangibles and those kind of things.
Joe was talking about the obvious growth that he's seen in Torrey. What do you attribute his evolution and development to?
Torrey's evolution?
Yeah.
Torrey, I think it's his character. You know, I mean, he's got talent. He's big. He's fast, you know. But this guy comes to work every day. I mean, all he does is listen and does what he's asked. He's the most coachable, one of the most coachable guys, I have to say, you know, I've ever been around. He just goes to work flat out every day, and therefore he's made great strides.
Coach, how rare is it for a team to have that type of interchangeability among their quarterbacks, like you mentioned that the Bears have?
I don't know. I haven't really, you know, run the numbers on it, but I think if you look around the league, you would have to just look and see who's got, you know, experienced quality backups, and that would probably be the answer. So, you know, they've got a backup quarterback who has been a starting quarterback for many stretches in his career, and you know, just a quality quarterback. So that's the kind of main thing, I think.
What stood out to you about McCown in the film that you've seen of him?
He's just playing really well, very productive. You know, he operates the offense very well. He understands it, but that's not surprising. You know, he's always been that way. He's very athletic, got a heck of an arm, and he throws it in there to those guys. So, and, you know, he certainly understands the protections and all those things.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Okay, have a good one.
You too.